Kayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the N-Dupe show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air. And from now on,
welcome back to another edition of the N-Dupe Show. I am your man, Big B, ready to rock out with you. But we can't get this show going unless you know what crew is rocking today. Today, the crew consists of Miss Reese.
Hey, I'm thinking about going by Reese Cup. We'll see.
Put a pin in it.
And it's at this time I'd like everyone to rise to your feet. Remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you for pressing play. You know Stitch was still some trash. Thank you for listening to us in the way you can listen to us.
Absolutely. So, let's start off by saying, I guess we kind of do have to reel back a little bit and do the disclaimer. You know, got some emails from people last week, and I guess just didn't kind of understand, you know, the way IDS totally runs and blah, blah, blah. First of all, thank you for listening. Glad you could join us. Even more than that, thank you for reaching out and letting your voice be heard. All you newbies. Or first timings, or how do they do it on radio shows? Long time listener, first time caller. Yeah, all that good shit. Mm-hmm. So, we don't do things cookie cutter here.
What were they saying?
I mean, I'm just asking some questions about the way we got down. And so I was like, oh, okay, yeah. There's approximately 4.3 billion shows that sound like the other, and now it's a little bit different, and that's what makes us and them.
Okay.
But yeah, stick around and listen.
Hashtag babe.
What was the our rule of thumb? Did it go from 3 to 5 shows? Something like that.
I think you said something like that.
Yeah, just listen to 3 to 5 shows. Well, I tell you what, listen to three current, and then throw one flashback in from, I don't know, pick a time, back in the past, a year or two ago or something.
Don't go back too far, because, yeah.
Too far, the shit changed.
Yeah, I was going to say, and janky recordings. And,
hey, wait a fucking minute, you won't get on me.
In the beginning, when you were first learning how to do it.
No, that was when I switched over to the other board and shit was kind of fucked up. It wasn't the operator error.
I said recording. I didn't say nothing.
I just want to make that clear.
You know what I mean? Like,
and anyone that listens to this show knows that I take the recording very personal.
Didn't say.
Thank you, Reese Cup.
It sounded better when I said it.
Exactly. Yeah, you're going to be the one that says that. I'll stick with Reese.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Reese. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Unless I drink more, then it might be Reese Cup.
Yeah.
It's on my mood.
Oh, there'll be a whole bunch of other things before this ride is over.
Okay. But,
how was everyone's weekend?
Mm. Oh, it was a weekend, huh?
It was.
So, I went to a party. Good friend of mine in the real estate business was having an anniversary party.
You stay party.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. So the party was great, right? Now, here's where I messed up.
And what you have to cook?
I didn't, which is why it was a great party. I did not have to cook or do anything. I could just show up.
Oh, good for you.
So, open bar.
Check.
Yeah. A good open bar, too. Like
double
a,
check?
Yeah, like a premium. And they were pouring, like, triples. Okay?
And one more check.
So, where I messed up is I did not eat properly. Mm. So, I had one chicken wing.
Check.
I had a bite of a slider.
Oh, boy.
And I had two like chips full of crab dip. And that's it. But I had about
47 drinks.
At least.
Damn.
At least. So it was like old school. It was like, did I think that like I was going in the pen the next day? Like, I don't know what I was trying to prove. But I do know that.
She said the pen.
At some point, I was sitting there and I was like, oh shit. And I had to go. I had to exit stage left.
You had to go and get in a car?
I had to leave. I was with my girl, Jamie. I said, Jamie, we have to go now. And she was done too. I mean, we were all, just say I had to
I'm glad to
clean
see
up
you today.
Her car.
Oh, no.
The next day. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I lost it.
Not even enough time to say, hey, J-
but it was bad.
It was bad.
Oh,
it
was
Reese cup at all venues.
Oh no.
I don't know what I was trying to prove. So I basically lost my whole day on Saturday. It was a wrap.
Maybe you weren't trying to prove anything. Maybe you were just having a good time and in the zone and it was a good party and
it was a great party.
Talking
Shout
to people.
Out to Rachel.
You know what I'm saying? Talking to people and then you got the bartenders doing their thing and you know.
Why don't you find out like if Rachel's next party, like if she wants, you know, IDS to come in.
She definitely does.
And we'll just kind of broadcast live. And
ooh, I know.
I like that. No, mm-hmm. I like it.
That's licensed to get belligerent on the air.
To be continued because
she'll be like.
Like I said,
she
old
opens
school.
Up her. Yeah, she opens up her backyard oasis. And it, yeah. Yes. So, yes.
You
want to
talk about a hot mic?
That's what I'm just. That what I just did. Right. I'm like, it'll be.
Hey, come over here.
Right. The mic's falling.
Oh.
We got it on. I'm talking about what I just hit, did hit the mic. That I'm like, shit. Mic's falling. Randomly slurring on air.
I heard you on social media. Come sit on my face.
Oh, wow. It just took a turn. Okay.
That was my weekend, pretty much in a nutshell.
Okay. Is she still your friend?
She is still my friend, and I was not the only one.
Did she present you with a detailing bill yet?
What? No. I worked it out.
Wait a minute. You mean there was another person in the car that did the same thing?
No. Meaning, like, Rachel's party. Like,
okay. I thought you meant in your friend's car. I would have been like, everybody get the fuck out.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
No.
Get out.
I would have remained your friend.
And I would call
Uber. I would have put my hazards on and drove very slowly as you walked on the shoulder.
Mm.
But y'all
it
didn't
was
get
cold.
That.
Oh, that was nice. See, I didn't even offer to do that. I was just like, get out.
Y'all ain't getting.
No, okay, so it didn't. Okay, well, I don't want to get into the
We
details.
Both lied.
It wasn't
we wouldn't do
in
that.
The car. It was like, it got on the.
Like on the car.
Yeah.
Oh, down the side.
So, yeah. Oh, you stuck your head out the
little
window.
Fake
I
flames.
Was able to.
You
wanted
okay.
One of those.
Yeah. Excuse my vulgarity,
You're still
Teddy.
Not getting back in my car.
We're lying because we totally would still take care of you. We'd be mad at you, but we would still take care of you.
And she did, shout out to Jamie. She did a great job taking care of me.
See, that?
All right.
We talked about that. That's what friends, you know, a real friend is going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're being like funny, but.
Okay. And try heaves, I'll be by your side.
It was bad though. But I would probably do that shit again.
You got that right.
You should. I mean, like, why not? Only got one life, man. You only got one life to live. Have a good time while you can have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Queen, how was your weekend?
I don't even know what the hell I did. I'm like, it was the weekend? I feel like today was a work day. It wasn't, but I felt like it was.
It kind of, yeah, it was weird.
Because I was up early, so I didn't appreciate that. But, let me see, what did I do?
Did you pull a Mark?
What, just black out and just...
Yeah, I'm like...
No. You know, it's just, like, sometimes it's just chill, so it's like, you know, you didn't really... I know I went to brunch with my homies yesterday. Yeah, it's the small group of homies, and this group, nobody gets invited. And plus, don't make me bring up old shit, because I invited you over my friends multiple times, over her house multiple times, and every time you turn me down. Now she lives in Waldorf, so now she lives
now
in the Dorf.
Nobody's going over there.
Nobody's going.
Only me.
Including me and the other two friends. We're not even going to Waldorf. But anyway, not to bring that up.
Stays in Waldorf.
Waldorf, Carolina.
I stays in Waldorf.
You stays in Waldorf?
Stays in Waldorf.
Oh, see, I don't stays
in
Waldorf.
I got business in Waldorf.
Do you got business in Waldorf now? Yeah. Business or business? Mm.
Business in Waldorf.
Okay, because I was like, there is a difference.
There is definitely a difference.
I do not have business anywhere.
I'm sorry to hear that. But anywho, so that was pretty much it.
Let me know how his weekend was.
Yeah.
Count X and X.
Right. His is probably, well, no, his weekend was way better than mine.
I know it was.
Yeah, but that was pretty much the gist. It was like, hang out at a friend's house, drink something, go to brunch, drink something. And that was it.
I didn't have my daughter this weekend. And what's crazy is that whenever I do have her, everybody wants to do everything.
Sure, why not?
And when I don't have her, it's like, like phone is like dry.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But that sucks.
But the sun, moon, and stars align this weekend, right?
I'm saying. You have to hit out the bat signal when you know it's coming.
Yeah.
That's what my one of my friends has to do. She's like, don't have my kid. What are we doing?
What are we doing? Yeah.
What are we? What?
Anyway. Well, this weekend for me, I went to partake in the 15WA celebrations that took place in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
That's why you got your little chocolatey tan on.
Yeah, you look good. You got a little tan.
I tried to stay as naked as possible.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm like, it's cold as fuck back home.
Mm-hmm. Word.
It's not that much warmer here, but it's cold as fuck back home. But, no, it was fun.
The usual suspects was there?
The usual suspects were there.
Okay.
They were surprised by another friend that said that they weren't coming.
Oh, when they came. Oh, but, that's cute.
And so that was like, I didn't know who the friend was, so I was looking at the person, I'm like, okay, they're kind of walking this way kind of strangely, but everyone else's attention was on. And then when they looked up and saw, they started screaming. I'm like, okay, is that a star that I don't know? Like a fucking pop singer or something? But anyway, it was their friend, so.
Oh, that's so cute.
It was cool. Yeah, it was really, really cool. And it was, I had time to think about a new service that I want to offer.
Oh,
wow. No, seriously. Mm-mm. It's a delivery service that when you know you're going to have Fridays, like Reese just mentioned, and what I went through this weekend, it's a liver swap out service. So you'll get a little styrofoam dry ice container at your door, and it'll be followed by a seedy looking Asian mixed sort of gentleman with a white lab coat on and a scalpel.
Okay.
And what he'll do is you trade your liver out for whatever time period you need, and they'll let you use this donor one to beat the shit out. And then, you know, when you come back to reality, you just get your life back.
What's the copay on that?
We're working the details out now.
I was going to say, I don't think insurance is going to cover
some,
that.
That
sounds like an out-of-pocket expense.
Damn.
We're talking like at least 80% out-of-pocket.
At least.
If you're lucky.
Say this: the person that will actually perform the surgery is probably going to be the same one that 90% of you women that just had augmentations done in the Dominican Republic.
Mm-mm.
It's probably going to be the same dude, but we're working that out.
Mm.
We're not looking for cute right now. We're just looking for function.
You know what you should do? Just, you know how they do in Vegas, they have like the little mobile joints that you can go lay in and they give you like fluids and kind of bring your body back to life. You feel like normal.
Is that the thing with the little colored water things and that everybody was gathering around, looked like they were huffing?
No, I think that that's something else. But no, this is like, they have like the mobile tents you can actually go into, and they stick an IV in your arm and give you like, you're talking about something else. Yeah. And they give you fluids to kind of get you, you know, you back up. You can get yourself together and go back out there and hit the town.
Well, I had a deep, long, dark affair with Jamaican brandy. And
that sounds enticing.
God.
Did you bring back some? Is the question.
I did not. I didn't want to.
You want to
I wrote
anymore?
An open letter to alcohol on the way back.
That is that why there's water right there?
Announced it's our breakup that we just need to start seeing other people, and this relationship's not working for me
until Friday.
Just seems like every time you get happy, I get hurt, and I'm just over it for right now.
Who took care of you is the question.
You know what? It was a group effort.
So everybody was helping everybody.
You had a situation.
It was, but, it was, I had to take half of one of the days to just recoup. Just, I got up, ate breakfast, passed out at the breakfast table, got myself together. And I was like, everybody left me. But then I looked and I'm like, did I sit down at somebody else's table? Because they're sitting over there. So I got up and they kind of all looked like, yeah, we wondered what you were doing.
Father.
So
whoa.
Went back to the room. I said, look.
Whoa.
They were like, we're going to get in the pool in about an hour and a half. I said, come take an hour and a half nap. This was 8:39-ish. Yeah, about 5 o'clock. I come out, man. I was wrapped. So, but we partied like a motherfucker.
Did y'all go off property?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Where'd y'all go?
Margaritaville.
Okay. I've only been to the one in Florida.
Yeah. This has to be like broken off from the regular franchise.
Did they have the floats in the water?
This is not your regular Margaritaville.
Yeah, I went up.
It shouldn't
back
be.
In April.
I mean, I was like, do you remember, what's the name of the club that used to be 13th and Upshur back in the days where literally, like, there was no copay. You just had to write your will at the door.
I'm trying to think. 13th and Upshur. I got Upshur. I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
13th.
My God. It reminded me of that because it was just.
Was it, like, free drinks or?
Oh, no.
We get to pay?
Excuse the background noise, but this is not regular Margaritaville.
Okay.
Remix.
That's like Blackity Blacktown.
Man.
I'm like, the Margaritaville I was in did not look like that.
And there was no subtlety about the offerings.
At all.
It was, I'm talking about smoke and pussy. It was like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Can you give me something to drink? Something to eat? Ready to fight?
Oh, no.
Whoa. That was a one-stop shop.
Didn't know it was that kind of party. But,
oh, no.
But can we skip the drinks and eat? Because I'm having fun. Uh-oh. But it was a good party.
trying not to pay for it. That's rude.
Buying a $3 jerk chicken for you. I don't know you.
Right. You so rude. Let me find out, too, in Margaritaville had jerk chicken. I mean, it should in Jamaica.
No, these were the food trucks.
Oh, okay. I'm like, it should, but.
Or food.
Like vendory.
Vehicle of sorts.
Like the little pop-up junk.
It was wild.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. All in all, it was good. Getting there and getting back was the most horrible thing I've ever experienced traveling in my life. And
you mean from Margaritaville or from Jamaica back to the States?
From the States to Jamaica, from Jamaica to the States.
Oh, dang. Yeah. It's been a billion years since I've been. I don't recall. Life.
Yeah.
I didn't have a bad time. When I did DR, though, that was horrible.
Can I just say, as a whole, I just can't do American or Delta ever again.
Delta would, you know, get you and drag you off a plane. I haven't had any problems with American.
Every trip I've ever taken on America is the worst shit. On top of the fact that you can't fucking fit in the seats.
Oh, well.
Mm. mean, that's just bad. And then the lady that sat beside me on the way back, her and her husband. When I sat down in that seat and I saw them walking up the aisle, I said, please don't do it. Please don't do it. There's no way she could fit that ass in the seat. I mean, it was, seriously, I'm not exaggerating.
First of all, I did not know that's where you were going with this.
And when she sat down, whatever wafted up, I just wanted to vomit. And it was just, So I'm sitting on the window. You know how you kind of sit with the curvature of the plane? So I'm like, because I don't want to be near you. And it was just bad. So, they needed a part for the plane. Mm. And they said, yeah, we'll be pushing off in about 10 minutes. Got a little part. It's real quick. We just swap it out, blah, blah, blah. Mm. It's just the paperwork takes about 10, 15 minutes to do on any maintenance. Mm.
That's a lot.
30 minutes later. So that part didn't work. We're just going to run and get another one. So it should be about 15, 20 minutes.
I don't want to hear that.
Okay, so the one that we thought was 15, 20 minutes away is actually 45 minutes away.
Was that from here to there or there to here?
This is from Miami to here. Oh. Well, the flight from Jamaica to Miami was just canceled.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't tell anyone. Okay. Just had us lining up with all the people getting ready to go on a plane to Philly.
Oh.
Until finally somebody said, is this going to Miami? All y'all not going to Miami? Oh, yeah, come back over here.
Okay. Wow.
So, yeah. But anyway, the whole plane fixture issue, 2 hours later, got taken care of. Mm. And, we arrived at 2:30 this morning. Horrible. So, that was that.
Okay.
Otherwise, fun.
Well, at least you had a great time going. No, not going. Being there.
Got okay. Absolutely. Got to rock out with the 15AA.
Can I say something really funny real quick? So I get an email on Twitter from at the 15WA. I'm like, oh, what? Like a Twitter email, message. I click on it. It's some random Instagram-y looking chick. I'm like, does she go on there and steal his joint? Like his name?
Instagram-y looking chick.
I'm telling you. And it was like not only there, but it was the other account that we don't really use, but we just took the name. I was like, what in the?
Wow.
I could have got catfished.
I don't know if it's worth getting the lawyers on that one because.
Oh, well, he don't care.
Name's not being used anymore.
Right. I mean, it was just a shock that it really was the 15WA. So I was like, oh, I'm like, maybe he sent me a message. Let me go see what it says. And I'm like, what? Who this?
And then it said like for booking information.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those. It was, I was like,
we
block.
We are holding $30,000 for you in account.
Block.
Y'all ready to get a shot though?
Sure.
Let's go.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Here we go, yo. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. Sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it. Yeah, what's the scoop, leg break? This one is it.
Okay, this is a little bit of a follow-up on the story we talked about last week, and I'm sure by now other people already know about it, or if you don't know about it, let me help you out. So we talked about the H&M story, right? Remember? Mm-hmm. And the little boy that was wearing the hoodie. Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Reese in the jungle.
Reese cup. Did that work? No, it didn't feel right.
It's not working.
It does not feel right coming out my mouth.
That's what,
but yes,
said.
No pause. So we talked about that. And so it was kind of like that. We were all like, raw, down with H&M, bah. And then it was kind of like, well, did the parent know? Do the parents know? Yeah.
Mommy had something to say.
Mom knew all about it. She was down with it. She told us to get over it. It is not that big of a deal. And as I removed my hand from my clutch, as I was clutching my pearls, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, see? This is what we get for running to the rescue on a story. And should we have? Now that we know, really, it was still an H&M thing because they know they shouldn't have put that little boy in that hoodie. But we can't now, in my opinion, totally blame H&M because the mom was there and she could have been like, nah, don't know. Put that on somebody else. See what he have on. Take that off of him. Put that on my baby. Blah, 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 blah. So now they're getting all this, like, you know, backlash, which is kind of sad for the little boy because he kind of thinks, like, everybody loves my picture. I'm doing great modeling.
Plus, this Xbox One is pretty dope.
You know, one? What? They're like, okay. You know, so he's like, everything is cool. But, you know, so now the parents are like, oh, Lord, now we got to move because they're getting so much backlash. And I guess people are saying stuff to them. And it's, you
there's
know,
enough O's in this check for us to move anyway.
Well, I mean, and maybe it's like, maybe she should have thought about the way she said it. You know, I understand that it bothers some, you know, some people out there, but, you know, from where I live, because they're from Stockholm, mm-hmm. you know, that's not really a thing here, or that's not a thing for us.
Mom, M-U-M.
Right. Exactly. So maybe, I don't know. So, like, now that we all know, like, the story, how do y'all feel about it?
It's sad that coonery can still be bought.
Mm-mm. You know, I feel bad for the little boy.
Well, not too bad. They're saying that Diddy offered him $1 million contract.
But he might take that back now. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's never been official. Like from the last, you know, couple stories I read, it said that, but it was no mention of it, you know, going through. You know, I mean, Diddy could say a lot of shit. That don't mean it's going to necessarily happen. Like, have you heard any more about the football team?
I haven't heard anything else about that. I'm not shopping at H&M, though. I'm done with them.
Okay.
Except for maybe when I lose these 50 pounds and I can fit it again.
Right.
And I might, because, I mean, why not?
I don't know if y'all saw that dude that's on Twitter. That I think his name is Darren, and he was funny. If you haven't, please go to Twitter and find him. He was just like, so am I going to get a date that we're all supposed to stop going to H&M? Because I'd like to get my shopping in beforehand. Yes. Don't get on me if I wear a sweatshirt in a picture that's from an H&M store. You know, that this is an old sweatshirt. I don't want to hear nothing if it's old. You know,
I got gift cards for Christmas.
Right. he was like, just let me know when we are not supposed to go back. You know, and I will not go. So if you haven't seen that Twitter video, you need to find it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Diddy doesn't follow through on his promise to have him, the young monkey as a... Well, I mean, shit, his mama letting me call. I'm gone. I'm gone, little monkey, too.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good for his mama, good for Big B.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, anyway, if Diddy doesn't come through, maybe Hova will. Yeah. Jay-Z reportedly filed a patent on the J-Bo character and plans to launch possibly a line of clothing with the whole J-Bo. For those who don't remember, J-Bo was the character from the O.J. story song.
Yeah, Story of O.J.
Story of O.J., yeah. So, I guess there's an apparel line to follow with this, also with it branching out from there.
I don't know about that, dog. It's a no. All
right. And, I mean, of course, you know, the uproar is going to be because it's a takeoff of the 1899 character Sambo that was deemed highly racist.
I'm just saying, you're going to see, like, white kids rocking it. And are you going to be, like, okay with it? Or are you going to be mad at it? Right. Not Jay-Z. I'm talking about us average normal Negroes mm-hmm. seeing, like, a white kid wearing, like, a Sambo-looking character. Are you, you know, and that's a question for the Deepsters. If you walking down the street and you see somebody wearing that shirt, you going to be all right with it?
I kind of hope that shit blows up big time. Just so we can, for once, be like, yeah, I don't really like white people rocking my shit. I ain't making fun of them. You know what I'm saying? So we can turn the tables. I mean, Tommy did it. Ralph, didn't Ralph do it too?
Well, that was all, I mean.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, I don't
I just want to be able to do it. Like, after I fleeced you for your money.
Yeah.
I ain't making for these crackers, you know.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Just want to see how that feels. I would rock it, I think.
Oh, especially the, if you
depending on what it is, as long as it's not too funky, you know. Some, you know, clean, nice, simple stuff. I'd rock it. I think I'd rock it. You know.
What about you?
This one might be a no for me. And I love all things Sean Carter.
I just don't know if I'm going to have a good time finding a white girl as a date if my t-shirt says, I'm not black, I'm OJ.
Okay.
Like, I'd rather you be black at this point because, you know, OJ's kind of a killer. Oh,
what just happened?
I'm just saying.
He's kind of a killer.
Okay.
Right. He's kind of a killer. All right.
A lady killer.
Ooh. But I'm butts.
So, okay. Let me share something with you all that I found to be pretty entertaining this week in the news. So, if you all are keeping track of things on World Star and the Shade Room and all that stuff.
World Star.
Uber driver. a local Uber driver got into a bit of a heated exchange with passenger. And it was very colorful. I happen to personally know the Uber driver.
Before you finish the story,
mm-hmm.
while you're like giving the story, can you just keep in the back of your mind, like after we come back from break, can you like reach out to see if maybe she'd like to just come on the show and say hello and talk about this? But go ahead.
That would be funny. Or to at least get a voicemail from her. So that would have been hilarious.
So we're friends on Facebook. So mm-hmm. I saw that she posted a status that said, her status said, well, always wanted to be famous. And then she wrote something like, thank you all for all of your support. Thanks for standing up for me. For those of you who saw the video. And I'm like, what is the video? So I start looking for the video. Don't find anything. And then I'm in bed watching Thesis and Mero. And I just hear her voice. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Like, and I'm like, whoa. What? And her voice is, you know, I knew exactly who it was when I heard that. And I'm like, yo. So, yeah. Did you all see the video?
Yeah. Actually, I saw that show, too.
Yes.
Where they were talking about
yes.
it.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
So, my thing is this. Just knowing who she is. Fun-loving girl. Great spirit. Always likes to have a good time. There's actually videos of her online in her Uber with people like rapping and joking. So there's another, a whole other side to her. So whatever was said or done
before
she popped off like that,
right.
She deserved it. Just from knowing who she is.
Okay.
Like, oh my God. But
it's nice to actually know someone that knows like the person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because really, if you look at that video, you know, when it started, and like I said, I hadn't really seen, I don't even know what part it really, really started. So I've only seen what the part mm-hmm. on Isis and Mero. Mm-hmm. So I don't
know. That was most of it.
Okay.
That was most of it.
So, because I just know she went off.
At some point, apparently, the police were called, and they were telling
she told them to call
her
the police.
To drop them off at a certain place.
She tried to drop them
and
off.
And my thing was,
they wouldn't get out.
They would not get out. And the video just happened to stop after the passenger said Anacostia is not safe. Now we're not recording anymore.
Oh, because
how convenient.
That's probably because she got punched in the eyeball.
How convenient was that? But yeah, it was very entertaining. But shout out to her. She is a great girl. I'm not sure if she's going to be making any additional money from Uber.
There's always Lyft.
Right. And to be honest with you, like, okay, besides the whole cursing her out thing, and they were going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
so it wasn't like it was just her
mm-hmm.
in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And she told them numerous times, I can drop you off. Tell me where you want me to drop you off. I can pull over, and you can just get out. And they were not trying to get
they
out.
Were not having
so she was
it.
Just like, shut up, give me the address, and let me drive. And we all know we've been to that point where somebody, you tell them, okay, just let's just squash this and not talk anymore. And they got to keep going, yah.
And at the end of the day, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my car.
Right. Her car. You better be lucky she didn't make you like tuck and roll, or, you know what I'm saying? Or it didn't get physical.
Yeah.
Or, you know, push him out.
It's worth the. I was thinking of something else.
Oh, no.
I think that's roll and tuck. But okay.
Uh
oh. Oh. Well, okay.
It was still funny as shit, though.
Tucking, yeah,
tucking. Silence and Roulette.
Oh, no. Ooh, I don't know. I wasn't thinking of that. I'm just saying, she at least got them or halfway. Oh, not that. She got them to their, I'm going to assume, got them halfway to their destination. I don't really know. Because like you said, the video ended.
So put on the F out of that car.
Well, Miss Reese is going to effort her appearance.
And yes.
We'll see what we can do.
That would be hilarious.
On the break. Oh, yeah. That's how I think. We take breaks. I know some podcasts don't. We do.
Everybody all does. Right. Even if you watch a talk show, they take breaks.
Moving along.
Anyway, moving on. We miss you. Not really. So, I know also by now, you heard about Hawaii and their terrifying alert that they were like, hey... Mm. Hey guys, BT Dubs, missile is about to come and blow this joint up. This is not a joke. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pray and get your mind right. And this is not a joke. So that came in what? Well, okay, let me back up. So now I got a little bit more of the story. So about 8:05 on Saturday, because you know you got to blame it on somebody, right? So they said 8:05 on Saturday, a worker initiated, well, they were supposed to initiate a test. So, you know, apparently, you know, you watch TV, sometimes they're like, boo, this is a test of the national broadcast system, blue, 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 blue. So this person was supposed to do a test. And apparently there's a high-tech way of doing this test. There's a drop-down menu that says test missile alert, missile alert.
Huh.
So which option do you think he was supposed to choose? We know which one.
That party last night was great.
Right. Boo, boo. You about to die in about 30 minutes.
You must have been at Rachel's party with me.
Probably. Couldn't get yourself together. Or her, because we don't know if it's a man or a woman. No, it is. It is a dude. No, I'm just playing. It is a dude. So anyway, so by 8:07, cell phones and everything was pinging. It was like, ballistic missile threat. Inbound to Hawaii, seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. So this is what you're getting. And you're not getting the, hey, oops, my bad, to about 38 minutes later. By that point, you putting kids in manholes. You know, drinking the liquor that's at the hotel. You emptying the mini bar.
You saying?
You trying to do it to,
we about to die.
You know what I'm saying? You trying to do it to everybody.
I'm this bitch in my office this whole time. I'm putting my dick in my,
you know what I'm saying? You trying to just do it to everybody you can find in like the couple minutes, you know. Then they're like, oopsie, our bad.
That man, he was mad struck. He's like, he threw a phone across the door.
Oops. So
it's coming. I would definitely want to go out with the bang.
Pow. Yeah. So I want to know, like, okay, and thank God, of course, it was not, you know, it was just a mistake. But what I want to know is, like, what would y'all do in those, that minute, from the minute you got that alert? Because, I mean, you know, in the climate we're in today, this unfortunately could be a real thing. And unfortunately for Hawaii, it could be a real thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what would you do? Mm. Mind you, you don't know.
I don't even know what you can do. Like, I remember when we had that little earthquake, like how you couldn't even find anybody or communicate with anybody. I don't even know what. Oh,
I want to kick down the door of a Chinese carryout and actually see what's in their freezer.
Ooh, okay. That would be your last couple minutes on Earth. You, I just want to kick
I'm
down.
Just saying, that's one of the things.
All right.
I move quick under pressure.
Maybe I would try to have intercourse with a white man because I've never had it. So,
okay, you've
always been curious.
Drag a John off the street and be like, John, come with me.
Yeah.
You look cute.
Yes, I would.
Let's go to CVS real quick.
I would.
Or would you not go to CVS? Because if you about to
die. At
that
point, we dying. We going all in.
See, and that's the part that's the problem. It's like, what if you think you about, like, 10 minutes off of dying, and then, like, 28 minutes later, you find out, oh, no.
Wow.
I'm not going to die.
Baby. And this little baby, aw.
I'm not going to die.
This little light-skinned baby, smart as hell with a sassy-ass mouth.
She would be the cutest monkey in my jungle.
Oh boy.
Yeah, yeah, I think I would try, though, something from the other
side. Yeah, you gotta try something. I just don't want to do anything to get, like, shot.
Wouldn't that be rude? It's like, right. It's about to blow up the whole United States, but you get shot.
Right.
I would be messed up.
And what if you don't even die? As bad as my luck, exactly. I would just be horribly crippled from it. And I have to live out the rest of my
life. Like I said, right, 28 minutes later. I was like, oh, sorry, guys. That was just a mistake. Human error. Our bad. Get your kid out the manhole. Everybody come out of that basement of the hotel.
Kid,
we're fine.
Kid. Half eaten by rats.
Right. We're fine.
That's terrible.
What happens to the guy that makes that?
Oh, he got reassigned. He got reassigned. Mm-hmm. To where? We don't know.
McDonald's fries.
Can you just have like a fries. I'm going to need you to now work on another way to do this alert. Not let it be a drop down menu. Like, let's have a couple of layers.
Can we open up a box first and then like.
It's not even open up. That's still too easy. I'm going to need a like. Please, are you know how sometimes it's like you want to delete this message and then I ask you again, are you sure?
Yes, are you sure?
Yes or no?
Maybe I put in a code
or something. Like, let's not make it so easy. Wow. That sounds crazy. Mm. That it was that. Because you. Never mind. I don't even want to get on our president. I'm going to start talking about 45. I at least feel comfortable that I know there are a couple of steps you got to get to before you can lift that lid and, you know, push a button. Mm-hmm. So. You can't just be like, I'm going to do this. No, you got to, there's, you know, some steps you got to get to first, so.
Levels to this.
Levels.
So, Queen of Queen.
Hey, yo.
You are a world traveler.
Mm-hmm.
I do what I can.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Cup has issues at parties, but it's a whole nother story.
You already talked about it.
I know. But I had to include her somehow.
It did sound better that time.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
Well, there is great news for people like you and I.
Mm.
First of all, let me ask you a better question. We sort of had this talk before about luggage or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
How do you feel like when you're at the airport and you see people like come with the whole cart of the Louis luggage with all assorted shapes, sizes, and all of that shit. And
they must be rich.
Right. It's like,
that's pretty much my thought. I don't think.
But my whole thing is, I ain't checking that shit.
Oh, no, I'm not checking it.
I'm putting that in all the seats around me or something. I'm not touching this luggage, mm-hmm. bro.
No, you can't check. No. Do you see what they do with like your regular, right. like Samsonite?
Exactly. Well, anyway, Louis Vuitton is going to be introducing a new tracker for their luggage.
Okay.
They just filed a application with the FCC for this new device that's it's being made currently.
Mm-hmm.
And what it will allow you to do is, of course, monitor the whereabouts of your luggage at all times. Now, some of the features of this is it has a 6-month battery life.
Mm.
Now, of course, that's the first concern is with them making you remove the batteries on this other luggage, what's going to be the difference with this one? So that's my first concern. But 6-month battery life. It automatically switches, once the luggage enters the plane, it automatically switches to airplane mode. So that might have something to do with countering the battery issue. I don't know. And it connects with your smartphone via app. And it can also tell you if your luggage has been opened at any point in the process. So that's sort of a cool thing.
There are locks for that.
We've always wanted to know that question.
There are locks for that.
Mm-hmm. So,
he said, mm-hmm.
So would you get it?
No.
Riska?
Oh, you get to ask me? I thought you weren't going to ask me. No.
Because the one I have is a carry-on. Only.
Only, yeah. I don't want my stuff going through all that mess.
I got Gucci luggage. I want some little luggage too.
It is nice.
I mean, at least get the... You know what? Okay, that's... Never mind.
I thought they had something you could cover it with.
They do, what is it called? Something begins with a B. It's like B-blow. But at that point, it was like, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah, you gotta be flossing through the airport.
I'm saying, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it.
Make baller.
But you know what, though? I guess if you can afford to check, if you have to check your luggage and you can afford like a slew of Louis, then I guess it doesn't matter if it's like, it's beat up. I'll give it to John and I'll just go, you know, the dude I met on the street.
I was about to say, John is my guy from my last arrival.
Yeah. I'll just give it to him or my cousin.
Hey, John, and they this don't is care. Reese. Bomb threat. Yeah. How are you?
When I snatched you off the street? Yeah, me. Kids? Yeah. Like, I would just give it. You can afford to just give it to somebody and buy some new shit if you have, like, multiple pieces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nah, I wouldn't do it because I was thinking about buying the other luggage, like the away. Excuse me.
Uh oh.
I got a big pee frog. Pause.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I used it right. But yeah, like, you know, the away luggage, or what's the other joint I just bought and I sent it back. Ugh, Radin. And it's the luggage that has the battery, so you can charge your phone. It's really cool, you know, you don't have to have all the cords, you can just have one cord, you don't have to have like extra batteries and stuff, plug it into your luggage, but now you have to start removing it. Yeah. You know, and it's like, then I gotta open up my luggage, I gotta move my stuff, I don't wanna do that.
Exactly.
First world problems.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and we're gonna see if we can track down an Uber driver. If we can't get the one in question, we'll just call anyone and just see who answers the phone. Maybe they'll just want to talk about it.
Welcome back to IDS, the Indie Show. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the show. Thanks for saying hello on our Facebook page. Don't forget to subscribe there and on indeepshow.com so you will know when a show pops up. Bing, hey, we're here. Want to leave some feedback? indeepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail 202-750-1437. So we asked the question. No, I'm just kidding. The question. I was about to say Reese Cup, but I just, yuck. Reese asked the question. What's one word you want to use? So we put it on our Facebook page. So we said, what's one word you want to incorporate into your vocabulary in 2018 and live by it? So Mr. Jones said, confident in my abilities and in the words of others. That's what he said.
Okay.
Mr. Nolan said, done. Whatever I intend to do, it gets done.
I like that.
Mr. John says, lottery. Unless you're a 20-year-old white dude that lives in Florida, I'm going to assume you did not win. But keep hope alive. It's only, what, January 15th? Keep hope alive. Mr. Ellis said, consistent. No matter what, no one will ever say, I switched up I will remain the same lovable asshole.
Yes.
That's what's up. And BTG says, accomplishments, solo and as a unit. And Lady Rao Rao said,
and fearless. In case y'all didn't know, I'm sorry. In case y'all didn't understand what BTG was talking about, unit, that's the family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just want to make
that's
sure.
Yeah.
That's what I make sure.
I didn't think he was talking about anything else.
No. Just,
okay.
You know, because he's extremely big on family, so just wanted to.
Definitely, he is.
Make sure that was very clear.
Clear is my contact lens.
And you said, not that. I mean, who that? I mean, who's next?
Who's sitting beside us on the bench?
What?
Uh-oh. Too soon? Too soon? Okay. Lady Ro-Ro said her word is fearless.
I love fearless. Yes.
I told you she living her best life. We saw the pictures.
You know they say don't ask questions that you want answers to. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Be careful the questions you ask because you might just get the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so the question for who that say they're going to beat them Saints? The Vikings.
Ghibli.
Uh-oh. Now that we got that conundrum solved.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Lady Ro. Yeah, you sing for my birthday this year. Just letting you know. Kind of missed it.
Okay.
Did we settle in with love for you? Are we?
I forgot what word I used. No, I used healthy.
You used healthy and then we ended up.
We never went back to it. I don't know.
A love thing.
No, I think you were wanting me to change it to love. But.
Don't steal my wealth amount.
Wealth amount is trending. Like, I feel like.
You hashtagged it?
I feel like it's a good ass word.
Trademark that motherfucker.
Too wealth late. Amoni.
How'd you do with wealth amoni this week?
Debauchery, you said?
Okay. Only January 15th. You still got some time.
I kind of feel like you neither were. Well, I don't know. Unless you bought the jerk chicken and a drink.
Oh, jerk chicken. Oh, my God.
Kind of feel like you didn't work on it.
Gotta give a shout out to Chop Chop. Chop Chop was hilarious. The motherfucker worked that jerk chicken too. Boy. Yeah. Chop Chop was on point. Man, he had
shout
everybody.
Out to you for street food.
No, this was actually on the Zork.
Oh, okay.
Whew, the jerk hut that they got there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
It was an all inclusive?
This, yeah.
Okay.
This one white dude was like in all seriousness. What's the recipe that you use? Chop Chop said, "You want the recipe? Take Chop Chop home with you. I'm the recipe." Oh
yes.
My God!
He's like, "I just need a chicken to pluck and a bedroom. That's all I need.
Not necessarily in that order."
That shit was hilarious. Chop Chop, you better be careful. What you ask white people? Didn't you see what happened last time? They took a bunch of us home. 400 years was fucked up.
Okay, well.
Would you like to go via horseback or boat, sir?
No slavery talk on MLK Day.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I think trash niggas shouldn't celebrate. You shouldn't get to celebrate. Y'all should go to work.
How do you define a trash nigga?
I'm just saying, we all know who they are. We're not going to say names. But we all know that we have people slightly outside of our circle that I'm sorry.
I'm like the banks were open too, weren't they? I was very surprised. I Googled. I was like, a bank is open?
Was it Industrial Bank? I think that's black owned.
Yeah.
TD.
They better been closed. No, Wells Fargo.
Shut up.
Because I Googled for somebody and it was like, wait a minute, it's actually open today? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I thought all the banks were closed, but.
Yeah, I definitely thought this was a banking holiday. It's a banking holiday in real estate.
It's been, for me, banks have been
in the government
closed for like a month now.
Okay.
Brokers are motherfucker. Okay, so today's question. I'm sort of pulling this one out of the archives. I think everything you sort of do it right now is the archives, but that's not the problem. So, you know how. From a young age, you've always been told that you should surround yourself with people that you want to be like, of you know, what you want to aspire to be, and blah, blah, blah. Well, this person has a dilemma, and he says, You know, I was always told to surround people that you are trying to be like. But his friends that have now gotten married, he feels like they talk down to him because he's the only one that's not married. And, you know, when for some of them that like just got married a few months ago, you know, now all of a sudden they kind of talk high and mighty, like the same jokes that they used to make about being single. Now it's like, yeah, whatever, you know, we don't do that type shit. You know what I'm saying? So his question, I guess, for us is, oh no, he says, yeah, they used to co-sign their their dating issues and why at the time they were single and blah, blah, blah. They had seemed like they had each other's back through a lot of what was going on. But now that they've found mates and got married, he kind of feels like they turn against him and like seems that everything that they want to say now is the reason for him being single is because of him. When a few short months ago, for some of them, it was like, well, it could have been her, but now it just seems like everything is just him or whatever. So his question is, should I take that as tough love and I need to grow up and improve, or get new friends because they're jerks?
Oh, wow. Just throw the whole friendship away, huh? Okay.
I'm gonna go out there because I can say I kind of might know, sort of. I was in a situation similar, like, actually it was after I got divorced, and this was like 96, so 98, whatever. It was a blip in the radar. But I just seemed like my friends that were still married or whatever kind of looked at me like I wasn't shit, you know what I'm saying? Because their situations worked and stuff like that. And, you know, I just always had this feeling that, you know, I was looked down upon, like, of course, like I did something or like something's wrong with me or something. So, I mean, I confronted, for those that I really gave a fuck about, I confronted the situation and had a talk. And, you know, for two of the couples, I actually got, you know, it was a good thing because, like, after regurgitating some of the things that they said, they were like, oh, wow, you know, maybe we were just so caught up with our situation that maybe we just, yeah, we kind of looked over it or whatever. So it was cool. We got it out. We got it, whatever. And the ones I didn't give a fuck about, I didn't give a fuck about.
I mean, you pretty much said what I would have done. I would have had the conversation with the people I really cared about. I would have, you know, because, I mean, I would assume, you know, you guys talking to the person, you guys were cool, you know, if you all hung out before, you know, or prior to them getting married. I would assume you guys are still cool. So I would like go to them and be like, hey, look, I don't know. I kind of feel like y'all are acting weird towards me because I'm single and y'all married now. And depending on what they would say, I'm not going to lie. I would either keep them as friends or I would, you know, give them to the curb. Because sometimes when people do get married, they don't have time for you. You know, mm-hmm. Some couples do. And some couples really don't, like, especially in the beginning when it's all lovey-dovey and new, you know, even like if it's a, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend situation, sometimes those relationships are just new and they kick your ass to the curb, you know, or they'll, you know, maybe they don't hang out with you as much, or maybe they do and they're still kind of like, oh, well, you wouldn't understand because you're single. You're like, oh, okay, like, you got one more time,
right,
to remind me, like, we all know what my status is. You got one more time. Then I'm gonna come for you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how the queen rolls. I'm gonna talk to you. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have a normal conversation. I'm gonna let you know, as my friend, you are, you know, bothering me or hurting my feelings about the situation. And by the second time, if you can't correct it, no, we're not doing that.
I wonder.
Life is short.
I wonder if those tables ever turn, though, and once they get settled into their marriages and stuff, and sure they start they complaining, and mm-hmm. then he's like, I don't got to deal with that shit.
Right.
or like for me, the tables turn. One of them got divorced, and now now Slim wanted to pick up the phone, like, "Yo, B, what's up, nigga?"
Nah, I don't know you,
like,
shawty.
Nah, shawty, I don't even do shit like block. That. Are you still doing that type of shit in your life, nigga? Right. Nah, I don't even fuck mm-hmm. around.
Thankfully, my married friends, they're in pretty dope marriages, so I'll give them that.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it's not a situation where either of us is, I think the marriage grass is a little greener. Having been married and divorced, I feel like I still would rather be married.
Sure, than single. I'm sure. I mean,
but yeah, I'm not. You know, yeah. I love that. Shout out to my married friends. Y'all are doing it.
And y'all, her all Uber driver friends. You doing it big. So okay, what about taking it away from marriage, and I'm just kind of putting my own spin on it. What about your friends that like maybe have moved up the corporate ladder and you know, you're still struggling to get your footing and stuff like that. Is it different?
Well, one of my friends, you know, she, when I met her, she was doing the job she's doing now. And I don't feel like she's different to me. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I know, granted, sometimes I'm like, I know she looks like, nigga, you can't do that. I'm like, nah, shawty, no, I can't do that. That trip you're going on in a couple months, no, I will not be there with you because I've already said I'm doing this trip, not adding that one on too. Are you sure? I mean, you can do, no. So sometimes I have to put my foot down and be like, no, your pockets say yes, my pockets say no.
There's nothing worse than going on a trip and you can't move the way you want to move.
Right. And that's why I'm not going. Because I would be like, oh, y'all go ahead and go out to that fancy dinner. I'll just
sit here and
eat ramen.
I don't like doing life like that. Like, so if I can't.
Yeah, I'm not.
If I can't do it.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, she might do something. I might be like, oh, now if I just don't do this for 1 second and I can just. Yeah, then I can do it. But this 2018, I'm like, nah, no, I'm not doing it. I can't do it. I want to do it. Don't get me wrong, sis. I would like to do it. I just can't.
Yeah, I've got some pretty aggressive financial goals for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make some changes. Like, just even starting out, like, we have a lot of little kids in our family. And they like to have sleepover birthday parties at hotels. And usually we get a room, like all of us will end up getting a room. And so one of the cousins had a party over the weekend and they're like, oh, Reese, where's your, did you get your room yet? I'm like, no, I'm not getting one. They're like, why? I'm like, they're only $80, whatever it was. And I'm like, yeah, I got some shit mm-hmm. I need to do this year.
I'll I'm spend not getting $10 in gas too.
Exactly. I'm like, yeah, I'll roll with y'all. Party for a minute.
But keep the baby there and there I'll be back go. And pick her up. Okay.
And her dad will pick her up. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks. But seriously though, that is something that I would have done. I would have totally been down for it last year. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. because of what I wanted to do, nah, can't do it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like that.
All right. Life is life. Life is real. Live within your means, people.
I'm just saying, well, sometimes you just got to make decisions.
Yeah, it's just decisions. Yeah,
some grown-ass decisions, choices, where it's like, I could do that, but ... Mm. I should not.
Yeah, I want to drive that Cayenne something else. A little bit more.
Well. There's that.
No doubt. Well, Queen, if they want to chime in and share their story or respond or...
You want to hit us up.
Send us a question.
Send us some questions. Send us some feedback. Love to hear your voice. Email is adeepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail 202-750-1437. That's 202-750. What is it? 1IDS?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I said okay. Because sometimes, you know, I feel like Doc. I don't remember. I cannot recall.
Good old 1437.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. So, y'all hear the music. Y'all know it is time for us to wrap up this show. Again, thank you for all of the shout-outs and the short messages. You know, you're glad to hear us back and all that good stuff. And, yeah, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Feels good to be back. Still feels good to be somewhat consistent again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, real quick, shout-out to Chaz.
Somebody's word consistent?
Yes, it was somebody's word. Shout-out to Chaz. Shout out to Rashani. Stone.
Stizzle. Hey, Stone, let me know if you found that. If not, let me know. I grabbed the drink for you. Pause.
Unpause.
You can't unpause.
Why not?
You can beat them to a no pause.
Oh, okay. Oh, no pause is a thing. I didn't even know we were still saying pause in 2018, but apparently
I still
we
like
are.
Pause.
Being a fifth degree pauseologist, yes, I will never stop.
Okay, because I'm like, really? It. I mean, why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay. That's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny when people have to do tasting presentations at work.
Mm-hmm.
This one dude got up and was like, yeah, you know, it's really nice. It pops in your mouth. He was like, whoa.
I like that description. What is it? What was he drinking?
I like the mouthfeel of it.
Ooh. That is a thing.
Yes.
Mm. Don't be all weird to him.
It can be a thing, pause, but I got to not pause it.
It could be a thing, pause. Why is that a pause worthy?
Because it's a thing.
It's a thing.
So now we can't say thing?
No, it's the matter of what you say it.
It can be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I understand you unpausers don't get it. Don't get mad at us. Nah, that's not
the I'm not mad. I just don't give no.
Clearly you do, because you asked about it. Give at least half a fuck. Gonna say yes.
I will not.
No pause on that one, by the way.
I will not.
Reese Cup.
You know what? Reese Cup sounds better when a man says it. I think that's what it is.
All right.
No, because the first time he said it, you weren't feeling it.
I wasn't, but once he warmed up.
I was about to say, I think he had to get in his groove and saying it and put the cup real high. So. No, Paul. No, I'm playing.
Yeah. So what am I doing?
The one finger, two finger.
Two fingers.
I need you to listen to the show.
I know. Just two fingers for having a dream. Like, for Martin Luther King Day. Like, I'm all about that. I think that we are in a great space right now where we are kind of realizing, like, that there's so much more out here. Like, possibilities, dreams, we can actually achieve them. So, did I do that right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounded great.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of. Okay. I don't know what the other one is.
You don't have to have one.
Don't have to have one.
Yeah, let me think. Let me chew on that.
You can archive it.
Mm-mm, you can't come
chew
back.
On that? Is that
you
false?
You can come back to it.
That
you
is just, a pause.
Oh, let's see. Boo.
That is such a pause.
You can't come back to it.
Okay.
You have to.
That's a pause.
Keep it moving. Why is you can't come back to it? A pause.
Okay. I mean, you can say it, but for me, it would be a pause.
Okay. Anywho. All right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
Okay.
Queen.
All right, let's see. Boop, boop, ba-doop. Two fingers to friendship. Friendship is great. Friends are cool. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
What? I don't know. It just was a little rhymey. I don't know, whatever.
Nice.
But anyway, but the real, I'ma use my one finger and I'm going to send it to the people on Twitter that were quoting MLK all day today, and we'll turn around tomorrow and say some racist shit. Sit and spend.
Every other word out your mouth going to be nigga and everything. You know what?
If you get an A, you lucky.
Imagine if Coretta just wasn't the woman she was, and she was just one of these women that just do nothing but pull their mate down and stuff. And he come home, he's like, damn, baby, I got a dream, man. Look, you always fucking dreaming. Lights in this bitch about to get cut off and shit, but you dreaming. How different would this world be?
I had a conversation with one of my married friends about that too. Ooh. Yeah, I save that for dinner.
Are you gonna take the trash out? I just walked from Selma to my God. Can I sit down? Good for duffing ass, nigga.
Okay.
I smell another sitcom coming on.
I'm not gonna be a part of that. Oh no, you don't.
It'll be called Ratchet Coretta.
Oh no.
No.
Nah, son.
I'm not going to hell.
I'm not getting lit up on Twitter and Facebook. No, thank you. I played, what's the name? But I
who was the bitch
that
walking behind you?
No.
Baby, there was about 27,000 about it. What on the bitch is following you for? Mm-mm.
Hey,
all the
she
way
got questions.
Mm-mm.
And walk fine. Okay. Anyway.
Nope.
Two fingers. Two. CC. Gotta get my name. CC, Keisha, Lucky, Abigail, the birthday boy, 15WA.
Whoop, whoop.
Awesome time. Awesome weekend. One finger. Two. American Airlines. As a whole unit.
Mm-mm.
Pause.
Mm.
They suck. Mm. And not in a good way. Mm. As Queen would say.
That makes me sad for you. I'll be flying them soon. I wish you could see the faces in this room. Oh well. At least you didn't get dragged off. I mean, that's a little bit of a bonus.
Shout out to the dude in Jamaica that was about to get on the wrong flight and had a meltdown. You fucking people can't fucking tell anyone that this is the wrong goddamn flight.
Oh no. Was he on the plane?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm glad he wasn't on the plane, because that would have been a whole different situation.
I said he got about two more fucks before he ain't getting on that plane. He might want to chill out. So, anyway, it is time for us to get out of here. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for your support. Look forward to hearing from you guys real soon, and look forward to hearing from you newbies out there. Just write in and say hello. Just want to say hi. Don't let me start calling you out by region again. I will do that.
Uh-oh.
We gotta go, but before we go, we always like to say,
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the blues, Slits.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, goddammit. All of you out.